Brachos Yerushalmi correspond to Brachos Bavli, Daf Chav Beis. We begin in Yerushalmi on Daf Chav Vav and Aleph on the fourth wide line, Tani Balkeri. Tani Balkeri Chile, Shenoflo Alav Tishas Kabin, Mayim, which is a Toho, La Atzmai, Avalein Moites Arabim, Yechivos, and Machiyavi, Ba'avoyim Tho. It's a great guess. The Brisa says, a sick Balkeri, that nine Kabin of water fell on him, he's Toho for himself, he cannot be Moitzi, the Rabim, until he comes into a mikveh of 40 sa'ar. Rav Yehuda Omer, Arba'im sa'ar mikom makom. Rav Yehuda says 40 sa'ar in any case means even if it's drawn water or even in a utensil, even if it's not a kosher mikveh. Rav Yaakov Ba'acha, Rav Yasa, b'shem Rav Shur ben Levi, ein keri ela matasha shel mita. Rav Yaakov Ba'acha, quoting Rav Yasa, quoting Rav Shur ben Levi, said that the issa of saying matters of kedusha for a bal keri is only when he had relations. Even due to an omission that came during seeing himself having relations in a dream. The assumption is they want to say that it's only if he saw himself having relations with a woman. And Rav Yonah and Rav Yossi said no, it's even if he saw himself having relations with something else, a male or an animal. Taman, Taninan, Yema Kippurim, Asa Bachila, Vishtiya, Rachitza, Vesicha, Venilas Sandal, Vatasha Mitta, Vataniala, Balankarian, Toblin, Kadalka, and Besina, Yema Kippurim. The Gemara asked that the Mishnah teaches that on Yom Kippur, it's forbidden to eat, drink, bathe, anoint, wear shoes, or have relations, and the Brisa taught that a Balkari immerses normally in private on Yom Kippur. Vareta da Pliga, Al Rav Shur ben Levi, Rav Shur ben Levi Omar, Ein Keri, Lame Tasha Mitta. Does this not argue with Rav Shur ben Levi, because he said that keri only comes from having relations? The answer is no, he explains that it discusses one who had relations during the day, means before Yom Kippur, and forgot and did not immerse before the night. The Gemara asks from Rav Yosi the case occurred in which Rav Yosi ben Chalafta was seen immersing in private on Yom Kippur. Could you say that that holy person forgot? Rav Yaakov Ba'avin said the whole reason why they enacted the Trila for a Balkeri is lest Yisrael be like roosters, it has relations very frequently, ascends, descends, and eats. Rav Hanina hava ava al tari demusin, Rav Hanina would pass by the gates where people immerse before dawn and say, what are people who immerse in the morning before learning doing here? It's dangerous at night and they should go and learn. Later in the morning he would say, one has an action, means he had relations, he should go and immerse. May one think about Torah in a toilet. Chizki Amar Muta, Rav Yosef Amar Asa. Chizki permitted it, and Rav Yosef forbade it. Amar Bzeira, Kol Sava Kashi Dehabale Li Taman Sevirte. Rav Zeira said, any hard matter that I pondered, I resolved it there in the toilet. Amar Laza Bar Shimon, Kol Hahu Savara Kashi De Tful Yoim Taman Sevirte. Rav Laza Rav Shimon said, the entire difficult deliberation about a Tful Yoim, whether or not he's entitled to receive a share of Kodshim in order to eat it at night, when he will be fully Tahor, I reasoned it over there. Rav Acha b'shem Rav Tanchum b'achia b'yomid Rav Shur ben Levi b'kshu la'akha et ha'tvila b'hazoif b'mpnei n'she ha'galil sh'ayu ne'a koreis b'mpnei ha'tzina. Rav Acha, quoting Rav Tanchum b'achia, said that in the days of Rav Shur ben Levi, they wanted to uproot this tvila due to women of Galil whose husbands were separating from them because they didn't want to have to go to the cold mikvah afterwards to immerse. Amalin Rav Shur ben Levi, Dabba, should say, Shuhu Goyde, if you saw him in Aviru, atim b'akshu na'koreisai. Rav Shimon Levi said, something that fences Yisrael from sinning, do you seek to uproot it? Ma'u goyde Yisrael min aveira, what, how does it fence Yisrael from aveira? Ma'asa b'shem ekramim echa cheba lehizokik im eshez ish, ad shehen matkin lehem mokoim, heichen hen toivlin, avu ha'ovim v'hashavim v'vat la'aveira. The answer is a case occurred with a watchman of a vineyard who wanted to have relations with a married woman. While they were preparing a place where they will immerse afterwards, people passed by and the aveira was cancelled. Masa be'echa tibali zakik im shifchosoi shal rebi amaloi im ein givilti teveles eini teveles. A case occurred with one who wanted to have relations with Rebbe's maidservant. She told him, if my mistress does not immerse, I do not immerse. Lest it be clear that I was mezaneh. The decree of Balkeri applies also to women who emit semen. Amalei v'loy kebehima at. The man said, well, are you slaves not like animals? Are you concerned for this decree? Amalei v'loy shemat. V'va'al ha-behima shus niskal sh'ne'emah ho'shechevim behima mo'yishimas. So the maidservant replied, didn't you hear that one who had relations with an animal is stoned? As it says in the pasuk, whoever has relations with an animal, we put to death. The whole reason why they enacted this tevila is only due to Talmud, learning. If you will say that he's permitted to learn before immersing, he will say, I'll go, do my needs and have relations, and then learn. And if the fact that you say that Balkir is forbidden to learn before immersing, he will learn as much as he needs before having relations. Taman Amin Afil Lishma Dvar Torah Asa. Then Bavel they say that even to hear Dvar Torah is forbidden before immersing. Amav Yida Bar Titam Rav Acha B'Shem Rav Elazar Ketchila, you should say, V'hayu Nechonim L'Shloshes Yomim Al Tikshu Elisha. A source is that Rav Yida Bar Titam said, quoting Rav Acha, quoting Rav Elazar, this is like the beginning when Yisrael merely heard Torah on Sinai. You should be prepared for 3 days not to come close and have relations with a woman. They separated for 3 days because until then a woman could emit semen from having relations. Tani zavin v'zavis nidois v'yoldois koyin v'teira v'shoinim midrash v'alochis v'agodis balkeri osa b'kulam. Zavim and zavis nidois and women that gave birth may recite Torah and learn halachic midrash, halachis mishnais and agodis. All these are forbidden to a Baal Keri. Rabbi Abba Ba'acha B'Shem Rabbi Shoina Halachos Ve'ina Shoina Hagodos. Rabbi Abba Ba'acha, quoting Rabbi, said he may learn Halachos, but not Hagodos. Tani B'Shem Rabbi Yossi Shoina Halachos Vegilios Vavajla Yitzia at a Mishnah. Advice says in the name of Rabbi Yossi, he may learn Halachos that he's fluent with and need not investigate them as long as he does not give reasons for the Mishnah. If to buy Meima Vavajla Yazkir Azkoros, some want to say as long as he does not mention Azkoros, which is named the Hashem. Rav Zira, by Koimei Rav Yossa, Leith Rabbi Poshat, should say, Im Rabbi Ben Pilke Valele. Rav Zira asked Rav Yossa, does not Rabbi, don't you learn with Rabbi Bun at the end of every night, even if one of you had relations before immersing? Amalei, in Rabbi Chir Ba'aba Poshat, Im Rabbi Nechemia Berei, Pilke Valele Ba'ahi, Tzafa, Havama Mad Islei Avida Yazil V'Yavid. Rabbi Yossi answered, yes, Rabbi Chir Ba'aba learned with his son, Rabbi Nechemia, at night after relations, and in the morning, he would say, one who has an action means someone has to immerse from Keri, he should go and do so. Ma'asa be'echad sh'amad le'kroyth b'teira, b'netzivim, kiren sh'yigil le'hazkara, hefchil me'gam geimba, amalei v'idu ben b'seira, sach picha v'ya'iru dvarecha, she'en d'vei teira mekablin tuma. A case occurred with a Baal Keri who stood to recite Torah in netzivim. Once he reached to the name of Hashem, he stuttered. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bethera told him, open your mouth and let your words illuminate. Divrei Torah do not receive tumah. Amar Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha, Benagim, Taman, Kuvi Loi, Bereshit Agev, Ukuvi Yosha, Bekila Kerem, Ukuvi Yehuda ben Bethera, Bevali Kerian. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha said that people there in Bavel conduct themselves like Rabbi Eloi regarding the laws of Bereshit Agev, which is giving the first shearings to a Kohen, like Rabbi Yosha regarding the laws of mixed plantings in a vineyard, and like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bethera regarding the laws of a Baal Keri, as we'll learn. Kerebi Eloi, Bereshit Agev, they follow Eloi in the laws of the first shearings. The Tana of Eloi Oimer, Ein Bereshit Agev El Baaretz. Eloi says, in a Baifa, that Bereshit Agev only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Kerebi Yosha, Bekilayim, they follow the law of Yosha regarding Kilayim, mixed plantings. The Tana of Yosha, Oimer La'ulam in Echayav, Adji Yezachita, Usa'ira, Vechalzim, and Palatiyad. Rabbi Yosha says in a Baifa that one's liable for mixed plantings of a vineyard only if he seeds wheat, barley, and a grape seed together. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bethera b'Valikarian, they follow Rabbi Yehuda ben Bethera when it comes to a Baal Keri, the Tani of Yehuda Oimer in Divrei Torah Mekablin Tumah. As Rabbi Yehuda ben Bethera said, Divrei Torah do not receive Tumah. Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta, Hava Asi be'ismata v'lele, Hava Chama Mahalech Basei Al-Chad Beis Siech Amalei Hahu, Gavra Boy Maschi Amalei Lo Tisake Nashich. Rabbi Yosef ben Chalafta was going in the dark at night, a donkey driver was behind him. They came to a pit of water. The donkey driver said that he needs to immerse. Rabbi Yossi told him, don't endanger yourself to immerse at night. Amalei min nida min eishes ish hahu gavra bai lemischei afilu kein amalei latizakim anashecha. The donkey driver said, I need to immerse to purify myself from relations with a nida and with a married woman. Rabbi Yossi told him, don't endanger yourself. Since he didn't listen to him, Rabbi Yossi said he should descend into the water and not rise, and that's what happened in the end. Rabbi Yossi ben Yossi haba asi be'ufa chama chad kata gami v'chavla mi'chus emeschei amalei loitifakin unashich. Rabbi Yossi was coming on a boat. He saw a man tie himself with a rope in order to immerse, and they would put him back onto the boat afterwards. Rabbi Yossi told him, don't endanger yourself. Amalei ahu meichal be'ina, amalei achal ahu gavra by mishta, amalei shasi. The man said, I want to eat, and I have to immerse in order to bless before eating. Rabbi Yossi told him, eat, you may bless without immersing. The man said, I want to drink. Rabbi Yossi told him, drink. Kein de matun le namila, I should say, amalei taman lo sharis lach, ela begain sakamta de nasha, vamhacha osala ugava le mitam klum ad shata de yeshri. Once they reached the port, Rabbi Yossi told him, there I permitted you to eat and drink without immersing, only due to mortal danger. However, here that man means that you may not taste anything until immersing. Rabbi Yannai said, I heard that some are lenient about it and some are stringent. Anyone who is stringent will have length of days and live well. Some are lenient to bathe in mayim she'uvim, which is drawn water, it's not a real tefillah. Some are stringent to immerse in a proper mikveh of mayim chayim, means a spring, or in a mikveh.